She is completely right. This entire side of the room is completely naked. So you people are missing out. I have to admit, before I get started, I have a problem with one of the poets in the lineup. Yeah. I met this guy in Buffalo. We did a reading together. And he drove me down to Pittsburgh. And I haven't been in the city more than an hour. An hour. And he takes me down to the Strip. And he tells me I need to order something called a Pittsburgher. Now, I'm really innocent. Ignore the devil horns. I'm really innocent. So I sit down at the bar and order a Pittsburgher. And what's put in front of me, I swear it's candid camera, and it's a practical joke. Because I have no idea what it is. It's got coleslaw. It's got some sort of meat product. There's an egg in there. I'm pretty sure the terrible towel is in there. That B-25 that allegedly landed in the Mon, that's in there. And he asked me to eat it. And he ordered the same thing, but I'm going to be honest, I never saw the guy eat it. I haven't eaten anything since then. So his name's Jason Baldinger, so I got a problem with Jason Baldinger. But he's like a brother to me. So I'm dedicating this first poem to Jason Baldinger. It's entitled Sibling Rivalry. You asked for it, sweetheart. If I flunk all my classes this year, I will still pass. I'm having the teacher's baby, and I'm going to be the principal's grandfather. Fine, but clean your room before you go. This next was entitled The Engagement. When you enrapture a whisper or an evolving memory, time becomes your next of kin. Pirouetting among the synapses of thought, continuance lashes out, a mirrored metronome out of tune. Looking for a riot to hold on to, I now have seasons that God may not forgive. My vice and virtue, a cracked window pane. Sin and grace, a betrothed progenitor, whose unending argument lodges logic in an illogical sacrament. How fragrant. Eventually. Two more. This is entitled Preface. When your entertainment comes in a can and your can opener's broken, and you realize your dog ate your church key because your resume was stale, and the campaign ads / Twitter feeds / I had nothing to do with the Russian government ads that haunt you in your dreams are nothing more than the discontinued Lean Cuisine casseroles that you've burnt in your microwave while you mulled over your third eviction notice. And you're too tired, too drunk, too crunk, too oversexed, too undersexed, too lack of free sex, too sodium-free, too fat-free, too gluten-free, too GMO-free, too condoms-free for college freshmen, too sleazy, too dopey, too grumpy, too anti-Trumpy, too care. And you watch infinite digital dialogues transverse your social media status update, and no one really contemplates the lighthouse in your mind among the tsunami of insanity. And you watch the ebb and tide of Twitter feeds, Instagram likes, face chats, face swaps. And you have purged these recycled conversations without comment. And you watch food bank lines and mass despair. Plasma centers donate lifelines to the forgotten dreams of childhood that hashtag fight for 15 merely drowns. And you watch suicide depression ward lobbies weep and moan during the ethereal silence of man. And you watch the unrehearsed screams of poverty. And you watch the unrehearsed screams of poverty. And you watch the unrehearsed screams of poverty. And you watch, and you watch, and you watch. So no, I don't watch reality TV. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Jimmy and Joan, thanks for having me. Chris, thanks for having me. Jason, I am still upset at you. That sandwich hurt. Last poem of the night. This is I wrote this after the first time I listened to Kind of Blue. It's entitled Searching for a Voice. Miles Davis and I went out looking for Miss Wright the other night. I remember my first time. Dana Scully showed up, pinned me to my overused Easy Boy recliner, impaled me with that Midsummer Horizon stare of hers. She whispered, semantic symbolism, semantic symbolism, semantic symbolism, until I passed out. And when I opened my eyes, I saw a young girl who slit her wrists and a poet dripped onto the floor. I wanted to have her pale palms read by those who knew her, but they replied, not all pencils have erasers. Miles Davis rolled his eyes, gargled his hypodermic voice, and replied, stringless guitars, overfed dresser drawers, pigeon dowry on discarded pages of the Wall Street Journal, reverse circumcisions, road rage, frightened coins in a dehydrated urinal. Strap me to your waterlogged crucifix. Pitch me over that bridge you burned long ago. I'm underneath the water's edge, like pre-chewed gum after a 7 o'clock show. I said, doo-wop, bebop, and who the hell is Miles Davis anyways? I guess I was wanting him to be proud of. My name is Jameson Bales. Thank you guys so much for your time. Have a good night.